Thank you, Brother Hennigan. Thank you, church, for allowing me to come. All our visitors, I have to say, until I found out there was a baby dedication, I was bad nervous. I said, man, look at the people, but we're glad for everyone to be here. And we want everyone to make themselves feel at home. And don't let this be the last time that you come. Amen. Good to see Brother Irvin. I don't know if he remembers me, but it's been a long time since I've seen him. And I'm not that old. But we was in Pineland last night. We had a tremendous move of God. Had a young boy receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost last night. About an eight-year-old boy. Isn't that awesome? Amen. People were in the altars. Brother Wright and them, or Brother Bishop, are really having a good revival. And I told them, boy, I said, I'm going to tell you something. Kerberville's having a good revival, too. We've had a few backsliders receive the Holy Ghost. I'm ready to see the baptismal waters be stirred. People's sins being washed away in the name of the Lord. The H2O does nothing, but the name does everything. Amen. 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 If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Mark, chapter 5. Yeah, get your eyes. I saw you here a night or two ago. You was lost without them, wasn't you, brother? I came up to the church one day. My glasses were broke. And I had notes that thick. And I told people, I said, don't get nervous. I said, my glasses are broke, and I just got to have a really big font to read my note. So I'm thankful I got my glasses so I can see. Amen. Mark chapter 5 and verse 25, and I want to read through verse 34. Mark chapter 5, I'm going to start at verse 25, and I'm going to read through verse 24. If you got it, say amen. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and saith thou, who toucheth me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. I want to preach to us just for a little while this morning. I'll try not to be long, but I want to preach this morning more than a visitation. He's more than a visitation. He's here for a manifestation. If you have your Bible, set them down, and let's lift our hands. Brother Hennigan, lead us in prayer.
God, for a special, Lord, I'm asking, there's not a soul here, God, that can be touched. There's not a soul here, Lord, that you do not love. God, I'm asking you to shed your love abroad upon every heart, every soul, and every mind. Ignite a fire in our heart, Lord. Ignite a fire and a hunger and a desire in our soul to know more of you, God. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Look to your neighbor and say, I'm looking for more than just a visit. You may be seated. More than just a visit. Notice what the thought I've given for this morning. He's more than a visitation. He's a manifestation. A visitation is when somebody just comes by to visit and stay for just a short while. But a manifestation is God's dwelling, and He is intending to dwell for a long time. Amen. A manifestation is defined in many ways. The Greek word for manifestation is the description of to show, to know, and to reveal. God this morning is doing more than wanting just to be here to visit with us. He's wanting to show Himself. He's wanting to reveal Himself, and He's wanting you to know Himself. God's purpose this morning is that you don't just come to church for an ordinary Sunday service. He is here to heal somebody, deliver somebody, and feel somebody. God didn't come here today just to be in here to see your face. He's come to read your heart, and He's come to fill you with some joy that never dissipates. He's come to fill you with something that makes you so hungry. Friend, you don't know nothing until you've known the love of God. God's saint can sing all he wants to about you ain't living until you ain't living or something like that. But honey, I'm here to tell you, you don't know what living's all about until you got the love of God living in your heart. You don't know what joy's about until you got the joy of the Holy Ghost inside your soul. I've been to beer joints, crack houses, and everything else. And honey, there ain't never been anything made me feel any better. And there ain't never been a drug or drink that's left me so intoxicated or so high as long as the Holy Ghost has. I got this thing 12 years ago, and I'm still intoxicated. I got this thing 12 years ago, and I'm still on the high for the Lord. There is something about the power of the Holy Ghost. Notice this woman I read about. The Bible says there was something wrong with her blood. There was something wrong with her body, a sickness and illness that doctors couldn't touch, doctors couldn't heal. It seemed like everything that she had laid her hope in had been a failure in her life. But there was one that came one day, Brother Irvin, one came. And it renewed some hope in her. I'm going to tell you, you are looking for love in all the wrong places if you're not looking for it in an altar. There was something about this woman that said, hey, I've been to the end of my rope, and now I've got to get to where I just want to be ready to be saved, if you can put it that way. She said, I hear of a man called Jesus here. There's a man who has healed people. There's a man who's delivered people. There's a man who's renewed hope in people. And he's here today, and I've got to touch him. Something about her got desperate. Something about her got hungry. And she said, I've got to do more than just see him. You see, there was a crowd there that day. And they pushed and they pressed on the Lord. They said, oh, look at him. There's Jesus. Look at him. There's the Lord. God help me preach this morning. Look at him. There is the Master. I've seen him and I know that's him. I can recognize him. But oh God, there was something that woman needed more than just a vision of him. She needed a touch of him. There was something. We come to church so many times. Brother, we can testify we've heard the word, and we can testify we've seen God move. But I want us to be able to testify, not that I saw him move on so-and-so, but this morning I touched him. This morning I needed more than just a visitation. This morning I needed him dwelling inside of me. Drug addicts, drunks, liars, thieves, whoremongers, all walked away from that day and they said, I seen him. Liars, thieves, murderers, adulterers, all left that day saying, I seen him. But there was one woman that said, I've got to do more than see him. I've got to do more than see him. And she said, I touched him. And she left that place and she had more than just a healing in her blood. If I can say it this way, there's some people in this place, you got blood issues. You've got something tainted in the thing that carries your life. You've got something inside of you that's bringing things that you really don't want, you really don't need. I never forget when I got high on crystal meth, it took more and more for me to try to find that high. Whenever I went to the clubs, Brother Irvin, I did everything I could to show my appreciation for what
or what that music sounded and how it made me feel. But, old friend, the next morning it was horrible. Waking up in a jail cell, wondering where you're at. Waking up beside someone hoping you're not diseased. Waking up in areas hoping there's, it's just regrets everywhere. Waking up, if I can be so blunt, waking up with your head in a place that was never made for your head to be. Oh, praying to something never meant to be prayed to. Oh, God, if you'll help me. Oh, Lord. I'm on my knees now, God. I'll never do that again, Lord. I'll never do that again. If you'll help me, Lord. Feel a little flushed, God. Only to live to see my face in that place again. Only live to say, God, help me not to ever do this again. But something kept driving me back to that fake and that liar. Something kept driving me to that thing that told me I was having a good time. Something that was driving me to telling me that I was doing something to help myself. Something that was driving me into an area of life that led me to an alcohol poisoning, thinking I was going to die in a hotel room in El Segundo, California. Something that led me to a hospital room 2 times with a drug overdose. Feeling my heart thumping inside of me and hearing the last time the doctor said, we're going to lose him. It's going too bad. Me cursing them and screaming at them, you're not pumping my stomach. You leave me alone and just let me die. Something that had me outside that hospital room, digging in the grass and convulsing on top of my head, screaming and hollering and trying to get that stuff out of me. Something that left me with a dangerous thing. Something that left me one day when I felt the second time, I felt the blood pressure going down, and they said, well, he's calming down. And all of a sudden, I felt the cold chill start at my feet, and it began to easily work its way up my body. I heard the EKGs beating faster and faster and faster. I started convulsing on the bed and literally pulling hair out of my head. I started blowing up and screaming as that thing started beeping faster. And the cold chill began to rise up higher and higher and higher. Feeling the joy that I wanted, the high that it gave me, wasn't worth what I was feeling at that time. But then something got a hold of me and said, you know, there's got to be more living than what I'm trying to find right now. There's got to be more in life. I never meant for destruction to come my way. I never meant to die. I never meant to do anything like that. It's just the way that that road was leading me to. I never meant to be caught up in such a storm tossed to and fro that I thought I was going to drown. It was just the road that it was leading me to. I never meant and I never dreamed that I would ever find the dead end of that street. But friend, there's a dead end that's coming our way. There's a dead end that's coming somebody's way. You better get desperate this morning. You better ask God to help you. You better repent and ask God to save you. An issue of blood this woman had. An issue of blood that was robbing her and raping her of her life. An issue of a disease that was eating her from the inside out. I never forgot my uncle telling me about when my cousin had your heart. Just as real as your arm is around this man. Just as real as you could reach over and kiss your daughter. Just as real as all of that. That's how real God is. He'll reach down and he'll kiss you. He'll reach down and he'll hold you. He'll reach down and he'll save you. He'll reach down and he'll hug you. He'll reach down and he'll dance with you. He'll reach down and he will help you. Told the people, they said, well, brother,
you was pretty bad drunk.
Yeah.
It's when I had hair. Just down here. Brother, you was pretty bad.
Yeah,
I was, wasn't it? I like that saying. Yeah, I was, wasn't it? But tell me something, are you still crazy? Oh, I'm crazier than ever before. Now that's the old Gary I like. But you see, I'm crazier in a different way. If I can scream till my voice is gone to a group called Kiss, friend, I can scream till my voice is gone to a man called Jesus. If I can scream till my voice is gone for a quarterback, I can scream till my voice is gone to the Lord Jesus Christ. If I can act crazy and dance and take all this and just want to run with it and grab everyone and go to everybody's house and say, hey man, I don't know you, but I've heard about you. I'm glad to see you. Why don't you go to the joint with me? Friend, I can do that for the Lord. I'm telling you, oh, He's been better to me than I've been to myself. I've never stopped dancing, but I have changed partners. I never stopped speaking, but I have changed languages. Woo! There's something about the realness of God. When the bride gets touched by the Master, when the issue is gone, when the wholeness is right, that's when I can feel joy in the house of God. So people say, yeah, I'm pretty bad. But what counseling session did you go to? How many AA meetings have you been to? None. Well, now what drug program did you go to, brother? None. Well, now that just is not logical. One guy said, why are you getting rid of all of your tapes? Well, I'm just going to make room for some more. Why are you doing this? Well, I'm just making room for that. For this is that spoken of by the prophet Joel. Friend, I'm here to tell you, God is wanting to show Himself more real than you've ever. Sometimes we sit around and we want to watch TV evangelists and we want to watch all of that. But I got news for you. They still don't know who you are. They still don't care who you are. Just send your money. You're looking at a place right now, a preacher right now, and a God right now who wants more than just money. He don't care if you gave a dollar in the offering plate. What He does care, you're going to lay your heart on the altar. That's all that matters. He don't care if you put a penny in the plate. But what He does care is, will you give Him your sins? Will you give Him your heart? Will you give Him your breath? Because out of the abundance of the heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. I'm making people nervous right now. They think I'm going to pick on them. Look at Lord have mercy. She's calling on Him now, Lord. Now, Johnny, I'll pick on you. Because you got the Holy Ghost. I'm not saying y'all don't. I'm just missing. But I know Him. Johnny, a few years ago, many, many moons ago, if I'd have walked up to you and slapped you upside your head, if I'd broken your truck and stole your radio, he must have a big radio, huh? Or if I'd have came over and stole your girl, I believe a fight would be on, wouldn't you? And I don't think, Brother Irvin, you're just going to hit. You're going to be screaming, you beep, 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 beep. In other words, your heart is beginning to speak. No wonder when God comes in and we begin to love Him, we don't have to censor what we say, because, oh my Lord, I felt something right there. If the gays are going to come out of that closet, friend, we don't need to go into one. We need to let our voices ring. That's what the woman did. She let her heart ring. God, I need you this morning. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth, oh, God knows my heart. Friend, he wants to be more know it this morning. He wants to hear it. He said, cast all your care upon him. For he cares for you. He's here more than just a visit with you. He's here more than just to shake your hand and say, good to see you. Friend, he's here to hold you. He's here to embrace you. He's here to crown you. He's here to help you. He's here to say, hey, my love is real. It's more than a denomination. God, I really believe God ready to vomit out denominations. Because what he's desiring is relationship. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 2 says, your epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as you are manifestly revealed, made known and shown, that you are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in the tables of stone, but in the fleshly tables of the heart. Someone once said that you may be the only Bible someone will ever read. There was a pastor I spoke to who talked to a backslider, and that person, he asked him, he said, hey, won't you come to church? He said, preacher, I wouldn't drive across the street to hear you preach on God. But I would drive across this country to see God on a preacher. We have treasure. We have the treasure presented to us this morning that the devil does not want us to have, that our flesh does not want us to have. We have a treasure house walking toward us. We have an abundance of love reaching out for us. We have the purpose of His Word calling to us. The purpose of His Word is, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. As the prophet Isaiah spoke, for with a stammering lip and another tongue will I speak to my people, for this is the rest for where the weary rest. It's not to keep under your arm, but it's that it can get in your heart. That's what helps us make another day in it. That's what helps us pray another prayer. That's what helps us. Somebody this morning, God's trying to stop you from destruction that you don't even know you're headed for. It feels good and you're having a good time. But friend, just like a friend of mine who got the Holy Ghost, got it in a crack house, but now he's in jail because of something he did 2 years ago, there's still a consequence that's going to follow. How can God manifest Himself in me? Nicodemus, except you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. How can a man enter his mother's womb when he's grown old? Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you're born of the water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Except you're water baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. For the Bible says the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Tell me, friend, Should God call you today, would you be proud to stand before Him and say, look at how I've lived? Should God call you today, would you be proud to stand before Him and say, you remember when I rejected you? Or would you be glad to stand before the Lord and say, God, I remember when I responded to your drawing and you filled me with the Holy Ghost. Men and brethren, what shall we do? Repent. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For it is a promise unto you and unto your children and all them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. You want me to break that down in our modern day English? Stop what you're doing. Turn your life toward God. And get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ so that your sins will be forgiven. Did you hear that? So that your sins will be forgiven. And you receive the promise of the Father, the Holy Ghost. For it is His promise for you. I'd hate to know the Lord called me and I went to see Him without His promise. Lift your hands right now. Holy Ghost is speaking to someone right now. I ain't got past the first page of my notes, but the Holy Ghost is speaking to someone right now. Saying, I've seen you. I know you're struggling with pressure. I know you may have problems and addictions. I know. But hey, I haven't come for those who got it all together. He said, I'm coming for those who don't have it all together. I'm coming for those who are being broken down in pieces. I'm coming for those who want to be restored and want to be made whole. I'm coming for those who's hungry to know me. I'm coming for those who's desiring to love me. I'm coming for those. I can't get away from it right now. What I preached here, I believe Wednesday night. I'm coming for those who's willing to be broken. I'm coming for those whose heart's saying, I love you. And God says, I'll not just visit you, but I'll dwell in you. Can we stand? Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I shall come to you. That word comfortless in the Greek is called orphanos. It's where we get our English word orphan. Jesus said, I won't leave you like an orphan, but I will come to you and be your parent. I'll come to be, and I'll be a mother to the one that have no mother. I'll be a father to the one that has no father. I'll be a friend to the one that has no friends. He said, I'll be everything you want me to be. Did you hear me? He said, I'll be everything you want me to be if you'll let me this morning. Preacher, I'm not a member of this church. I'm not asking for your membership. But God is asking for your heart. I've been baptized in the titles or in the name. Because if it's been in the titles, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, friend, your sins are still accountable. Paul, now rise. Ananias told him, and be baptized, washing away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Another word for remission in our English term is called pardon. Friend, when you get baptized in Jesus' name after you repent, God says you're pardoned and you're not paroled. A paroled person is still accountable. but a pardoned person, it can never be brought up again. He says, I'll cast your problems, your sins in the sea of forgetfulness. And when the devil comes and accuses you of your failures, I'll say, I see nothing but the blood. I wonder this morning who wants to come and pray. I wonder this morning who wants to just lift your hands and pray. Who wants to ask God to walk through? I asked God before I came to this pulpit. God, I'm asking you to walk through my heart. If there be anything there unclean that I've done knowingly or unknowingly, God, let it be cleared from my accounts. God, I'm never too old. I'm never too perfect to avoid repentance. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, for your hearing me. God, I'll do anything that you want me to do. Go anywhere you want me to go. God, I'll pray like you've never asked me to pray. I need more than just to know I've been in church, God. I want to know, is the power of the church in me? I need more than Bethel. I got to return and leave with El Bethel. Bethel meaning the house of God, but the second time Jacob left it, he left with El Bethel, the God of the house. Friend, there's got to be something to live and overcome in life. You need the God of the house this morning. I wonder, would you pray? Would you come? Come on. I love you, Jesus. Lord, forgive us this morning. Walk through our hearts. I've been short, very short this morning. Because I feel the Holy Ghost is already touching an area. Somebody came, and you really didn't expect for this word to come right here. Somebody came, and you really didn't expect for the touch that you're feeling. Would you come? Take someone by the hand and say, will you pray with me? Take someone by the hand and say, hey, would you pray with me? I just want to pray a blessing on you. I want to pray with you. I want to encourage you. Would you let me pray? Let's all gather. Oh, how do you know tomorrow is coming? What if this day was the last in your life? He's walking by you this morning. He's walking by you this morning. Will you press toward the hem of the garment? He's come to your heart this morning. He's walking by your very being this morning. Will you call out to him and say, Lord, I need more than just a visit. I want you to dwell in my heart. How do you know? For the love of God is shed abroad in the hearts of them that love him. This is the love of God calling unto you. The truth of the matter. The conclusion of the whole matter is obey the Lord, love Him, and keep His commandments. I lift my hands, Lord, because I'm surrendering everything to you. Jesus, I love you. I love you. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, come on. What if you never had another chance? What if this is? You need to understand this is a life and death situation. This is a heaven or hell situation.
He called your name.
You're going to live for it. In the name of Jesus. The followers of John the Baptist, he asked them, said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you become a believer? They said, we haven't heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And John, or the apostles, looked at the followers of John the Baptist and said, how were you baptized? They said, John's baptism. He said, well, there's coming one after him who was made both Lord and Christ. And the Bible says, and when they heard this word, they were baptized again in the name of Jesus Christ. And the apostles laid hands upon them. And they received the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues and prophesying. Oh, how do you know tomorrow is coming? Come on, church, let's pray.
What if tonight?
Come on, you know the Holy Ghost speaking to you. I've seen water in eyes.
He calls your name. You go to heaven.
Will you respond to the Word of God?
He makes sure.
He's a gentleman. He's not going to force himself on you, but he will respond according to your hunger and your thirst. I need more than just to know that I've seen him. I need more than just to know that I've heard him. I need to hold him. I need to hold. You want a good definition as to what God's wanting to do for you today? The Bible says in the book of John chapter 1 that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh. The Word was manifested in the flesh. The Word was tabernacled in the flesh. The Word made His dwelling in the flesh. That's what God's trying to do this morning. He's trying to make His Word a dwelling place in your heart. It's the only way you'll live an overcoming life. It's the only way you're going to live victorious. You can walk out of this place and you might fall, but friend, when you get the Holy Ghost, there's a power that causes you to rise back up. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, for when I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. The Lord's loving some people this morning. Spectators everywhere. But because of one participator, God was allowed to do His bidding and what He came to this world for. A loser without direction. I drifted aimlessly to a place on the backside of nowhere, forgotten by humanity. When they talked about potential, they did not refer to me. 'Cause everyone could clearly see what I was, I'd always be. But He saw not what I was. He saw what I could be. When He reached His hand to where I was, He took a chance on me. For all He had to hope for was a possibility. Still He saw not what I was. He saw what I could be. So now you know the reason I lift my hands so willingly. If He hadn't found me when He did, I'd be lost as lost could be. And even though I'm still far from perfect, I'm further still, you see, from the one I was just yesterday. before the Lord found me. But he saw not what I was, he saw what I could be. When he reached his hand to where I was, he took a chance on me. For all he had to hope for was a possibility. Still he saw not what I was, he saw what I could be. The Bible says in Isaiah, seek the Lord while he may be found. The Bible says, call upon him while he is near. God is a God of love. That's why he suffered, bled, and died, so that you might have the ability not to do that. But all you have to do is tell him you're sorry. Sorry for what? Friend, it was your sins that drove the nails. It was my sins that drove the nails. It was our sins that took him to the cross. But he didn't know who I was. Oh, yes, he did. How did he know? That was 2,000 years ago, friend. He's a God Almighty. And he's not consumed by the limitations of time. When they lifted him up on that cross in the Spirit, he saw you being born. He saw you and he said, this one's for you. Drive that nail a little deeper. This nail is for you. Let the blood flow a little more. I'm going to bleed so you don't have to. If I can put it this way, for all you do, this blood's for you. Without it, you're lying to yourself. Without it, without the Holy Ghost, without being baptized in Jesus' name, friends, you're lying to yourself if you think you're going to be saved. The Word of God is clear, and I'm not trying to be unkind, but the Word is of God. Men and brethren, what shall we do? One man said, what must I do to be saved? Jesus said, thus it is written, thus it is behoved Christ to suffer and arise the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name. There's only one way to be saved. Not one denomination, but there's only one message to be saved. Repentance. Water baptism in Jesus' name. And worshiping him and loving him and thanking him for all that he's doing. And receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's all lift our hands one more time and let's pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory, 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 glory. God, we appreciate your mercy. We appreciate your goodness. We appreciate your long suffering. We appreciate what we feel in this place, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we magnify you, Lord Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you. Oh, you're worthy. Hallelujah. Touch our Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we love you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus' name.